Watch, Nevada residents register to vote from liquor stores, post offices. By John Binder on October 6, 2020. As Nevada is set to mail ballots to all registered voters in the state, unsolicited, for the November 3 election, researchers with the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, find that some voters are registered at liquor stores, United States Postal Service, USPS, offices, local union halls, and even empty lots. In footage released by PILF, researchers attempt to track down voters in Nevada who will be sent mail-in ballots for the upcoming election that have listed commercial addresses on their registrations. The reason that we're in Nevada is because voter rolls in Nevada are messed up, and the reason we're here, in particular, is there are a whole lot of people who are registered to vote at commercial addresses, PILF President J. Christian Adams says in the footage. That messes up the voter rolls, and these people under Nevada law should be registered where they live, not at a business, Adams continued. In one instance, the researcher enters a USPS office where a voter listed his address. He doesn't work here, that's all I can tell you, the USPS worker says when asked if the voter is at the office. I know who he is, but I don't have any information I can give you. The researcher also visits an electrical shop where two voters have apparently listed the commercial business on their voter registration. The shop worker said he had never heard of the couple. At one point, the researcher visits an empty lot in Las Vegas, Nevada, to find a voter that listed the address on his voter registration. A man on the property says the building that was once on the lot has been demolished for some time. This has been knocked down for 6 months, at least, the man says. It's been more like a year. The researcher also visits a fire station, a mining site, a local union hall, and a smoke and liquor shop. At each of the locations, the researcher is unable to find the voters that registered the commercial addresses on their registrations. In Nevada, they're going to vote by mail, Adams says. In other words, the election officials are going to be mailing ballots to every single registered voter whether or not they ask for it or not. And so the integrity of the address is so important in that situation. Mail-in voting in Nevada has already proved problematic. In the state's June primary election in Clark County, Nevada, home to Las Vegas, more than 223,000 mail-in ballots bounced as undeliverable out of more than 1.3 million mail-in ballots sent out. For perspective, in Clark County alone, about 17% of all mail-in ballots sent to registered voters for the primary ended up bouncing as undeliverable. Something's wrong when that happens, Adams says. The data find that of those undeliverable mail ballots, 58% were from inactive voters and 42% were from active voters. Put another way, 92,337 were listed as Democrats and 53,129 are Republicans. Though President Trump's administration attempted to block Nevada's universal mail-in voting process for the November 3 election, a federal judge has said the state can move along in mailing out ballots to every registered voter, unsolicited, despite issues with voter rolls. Recent data has not shown a compelling public health justification for mail-in voting. In Wisconsin's April election, only 52 of more than 400,000 voters and poll workers were confirmed to have contracted the Chinese coronavirus. None of those cases were fatal. This equals an infection rate below 0.02%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.